You don't really understand sometimes what a terrible burden it is to know some of the things that I know. To try to wake people up and impart this knowledge to them. And find out that they just have walls built in front of them. They want to be slaves.
Now I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
Take a journey with me deep inside the rabbit hole. Wake up, my friends, there's some things that you have to know. Everything you ever thought you knew, it has to go. For instance, NASA is the world's largest magic show. 9/11 was a planned demolition and Sandy Hook was a scam. Come on, man, are you tripping? Constant programming being crammed in your vision. Just take a step back and examine this prison. Turn on the news and they're trying to blind you. All they ever do is tell you lies and divide you. There's nowhere you can even hide, they'll find you. Illuminati all seeing eye right behind you. It's about time you find out we're being lied to. They're attempting to control the mind that's inside you. Hide you from the power that designed you. Does anybody have a problem with this? Well, I do. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They say they got it, but they're never coming up with proof. If you're looking, then they got you jumping through these hoops. The lies always continuing to rise and busting through the roof. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They say they got it, but they're never coming up with proof. If you're looking, then they got you jumping through these hoops. The lies always continuing to rise and busting through the roof. They're lying to us about everything. How can this be? I know I'm not crazy, and yet I'm questioning my sanity. I see what the Illuminati's doing to humanity. The truth is stranger than fiction. We're living in a fantasy. What I'm witnessing is unreal. It's a one-way battle for us cattle going uphill. If we don't stand and fight now, then no one will. Our children will never know freedom. It's a done deal. The future's not looking so promising. It's the poor who go to war while the rich keep on profiting. It's us.
All right, guys. I just wanted to come back with a little ODD. So I've never done a post show before, and I certainly didn't plan on doing this, so there was no what would you call it? No hype around it. I didn't promote this at all. I just came up with the idea like a little bit before I came on the air tonight, today. So I just decided, you know, because I know some of you guys had questions, like in the last show I did with Fakeologist last night. A lot of people wanted me to ask questions. And during the time that we have in the, you know, the only hour or under that I'm trying to keep them, there's just no time to address the chat. And there is, you know, no time to take calls. So first off, if anybody wants to call, the number is going to be 978-435-0006. If you have any questions for Mike about anything that he talked about or any part of his awakening story, or we can ask people out of the chat. So do you guys have any questions? Well, Black Sheep has a question, so I'll read that first, right before he told me to kiss his ass. Mike. He said, when you're bored, what's the go-to conspiracy? Like, just, you know, right away you want to kill some time, a couple hours in a day. What do you go through first?
It used to be clones for a while.
Yeah, man.
Like, I like to look into crazy things, like things that are just, like, wild. Like, the whole cloning thing and, like, Hillary Clinton being a clone, and then, like, how a lot of the celebrities – now that are kind of like you could tell the difference between some of them, like how they used to act, how they act now. That was definitely like a go-to for a long time. I mean, lately, like, you know, I've been like go-to conspiracies. I mean, the jet fuel hoax was definitely one of them.
Yeah,
if I got like a couple minutes now, like, I think the first video I watched that put me onto it was only like 15 minutes long. So it brought up like a lot of like points that would get you thinking. And then with, you know, my knowledge in mechanical things and just how I think, like I was able to you know, go on to Google, start pulling up pictures of what, you know, these actual engines look like and what they're saying and how they function and, you know, breaking it down to like how the APU powers everything to begin with. I mean, they don't need startup trucks anymore. Like, there's an onboard machine inside of these airplanes that pre-powers the jets. I mean, there's a lot of pictures like of them being in the snowstorm on the ground, you know, warming up the engines, and the only thing you see behind them is, I mean, it may look melted to the naked eye, but it's not, because if there was that much heat coming off of those engines, you know, I mean, there was a video I watched the other night when I was driving back down here, like a 9.5 hour ride, and I listened to your show with Gloria and Paul and stuff, and right after that, I stopped. I put on one of these jet fuel engines videos. I mean, you could see the plane sitting there. It's got a backstop. It's grass. The heat's coming off of. There's no heat coming off of it. There's no char on the grass. None of it looks displaced. The only thing is that it's pushing a lot of air out of it. There's a lot of movement coming out of the back, so it's blowing the snow around. It's not even melting it. Like, there's no heat coming off of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I mean, those are kind of the things I like. I like the clone one more just because it is, I mean, it's kind of funny in a way. Like,
do you think there's any credibility to it? You must if you're looking at it, right?
Yeah, no, I think.
To what extent? Like, to what extent? How prevalent do you think something like that is?
I mean, I think it could be used, you know, like how everybody's saying, oh, I wish there was two of us, right? So, like, if I needed to be at an event, to speak, you know what I mean? It would be the real person. But like, if you were just showing up to sit in a seat somewhere, you might not send you. You know what I mean? You're on the runway. You don't really have to talk. You show up to the red carpet. You do your little thing in front of the funny little backgrounds they have. You make a face, and then you go sit down in your seat. And nobody ever hears from you again. You know what I mean? So I think it could be used as like body doubles and things like that. You know, I don't. Because it goes crazy down that road, right? So, like, they're
trying. Well, there's so many directions it could go. That's why I'm asking. Do you think, what about people where they think, you know, people have doppelgangers in the past, and some people think that that's because those people are cloned and then they come as another person in another generation? Is that a type of thing you're talking about, or no?
Yeah, no, I think that's possible, but I think it's more or less like, say, you hit celebrity status to a certain degree, and then they take and make four of you. Make the real born person's life easier, if that makes sense. So, like, you say I didn't want to go to the Grammys, you send clone number two, shoot them out the door. They go to the Grammys, they look and act exactly like you, except there's some ticks to them. Like, and that was what brought, like, that's where I really, like, I got crazy in that, but like, I thought for a couple minutes, like, really, that like it was possible. That some of the people we saw, like how Hillary Clinton was always falling down, how, you know, like she was really like, how are you going to try to run for president of the United States?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, there was a couple videos that I watched that explained it to how, like, it was, you know, that they were being cloned, but, like, the cloning process wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? It wasn't replicated to, like, 100%. Like, the clones were having problems. The skin was having problems. They would fall over. They would just spout out nonsense because the programming was failing. And there was a couple times where there's examples of her standing there, and she just starts spouting random shit, just nonsense, gibberish, and nobody understands what she's saying. And then she'll click or make a head movement or like her eyes will go crazy, and then it'll snap back for a second. She's like, "I don't feel good. We need to leave." And then they usher her off. You know, and that was a good example of like. When she was falling into the SUV, and you got these guys coming to pick her up and just get her out of there as fast as possible. You know, that I kind of believe it. And then at the same time, it was kind of like, to what length? You know, it was one of those rabbit holes where it was like, you know, to what length is this going to go to? I think it's possible. I think, you know, with the technology we see now, they're putting goats in outside embryos. Like they're growing animals and sacs outside of the uterus. I think it's possible. I think anything's possible. I think it's been around for a long time, but you know, I don't think it's one of those things that's absolutely perfected. I think it'd be more or less like a form of robotics, so to speak, where you get like somebody to look exactly like how you want them. Almost like the movie Ex Machina, where the guy makes an AI robot in his basement. He was one of like the lead tech people in the world. I think it could be something like that,
wow.
More or less. But
crazy.
You know, wholehearted cloning and cloning farms. I mean, the way they talk about it in that community, in that avenue, it's like it's crazy, to say the least, to the extent they go. Because there was one main guy, and I don't remember his name, but there was one main guy that was coming up with all these stories about how he was part of the cloning farm in this underground area in the middle of the Midwest. And that he'd have all these different celebrities show up, and you know, and they would show up on the weekends, like for the old perverts to have sex with these hot young girls, and to have sex with their clones, and then they would send them back to wherever they came from. So I started seeing that, and I was being there was repetition of it, I kind of backed off of that a little bit.
Yeah. What about we have a few questions from the chat. Marie wanted to ask two questions. What do you think about mud floods? And she wanted to ask, what do you think about there might be 1,000 years of history missing?
Yeah, I think it's all possible. I don't know about mud floods. But what I do know is that history is not what we think it is. I think, you know what I mean, there could be more than 1,000 years of history missing. I mean, there could be an entire rise and fall of civilizations that was just never shown us. I mean, history is written by the winners. So if you want somebody to believe a certain way, you just write it a certain way. Like, you know, I mean, I don't think JFK would have written his story the way everybody else has written it for him. You know, and there's a lot of things, though, that are like that in that aspect, like history being one of them. But like, I don't know, I'm stumbling here, but it's there's technology that's missing. You know, there was advancements even in ancient civilizations that baffle people today because they don't know how they could have done it. I think there's a lot more to our history and to what's out there than we're allowed to know. I think a lot of those answers, though, as crazy as it sounds, can be found in the Library at the Vatican. I mean, they have miles and miles and miles of books down there that nobody is allowed to see. You can't go look at it. You can't touch them. You can't do anything with them.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Vatican's one of the biggest deceptions there is. I mean, they're very near the top of the power structure. And obviously, there's going to be people we don't know. But, you know, between the, you know, I don't care if it's the Zionists or the Vatican or the royal families that's at the top. They all collude, you know? And the Vatican's just evil. They're just evil.
All roads lead to Rome. You know?
They always have, and the Roman Empire hid through the Vatican, and you know they push heliocentrism out through Catholicism. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. Well, and I'm sorry.
But if you look at it, the Roman Empire didn't hide through the Vatican; they became the Catholic Church.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because they had, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and they're still active today. Like, and that's, you know, and that's one of those things with like pedophilia that they don't have a problem with, because that's a part of their history. Like, if you look back, I mean, the Greeks weren't the only ones to mess around with kids. Like, the Romans were doing it, and that's why, you know what I mean, that power struggle now with, like, us, the useless eaters, the cows of the world, like, having a problem with these perverts touching kids. I mean, they don't really... That's why there's no real repercussions to it, because it's accepted practice. I mean, that's what they do. That's been in their lineage since, you know, fuck, 2,000 years. And that's how they get down. Like, so, you know, you don't see them being reprimanded as much because that they are the Roman Empire. That's they moved over, you know, and then that's when they have that idea. And they're smart. I mean, they really are. They're genius with it because they took their ability to oppress.
Yeah, we're getting a call, Mike. Hang on. I'm trying to answer it. No. Dose of Reality Radio.
You're a fucking nigger.
Wow, that wasn't cool. That was beyond uncool. Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, good.
You had somebody talking shit about me?
No, they called up and called me an F and N word.
Oh, sweet.
Awesome, awesome. Good stuff, guys. Did you guys in the listening to the show hear that? Did you guys hear the caller that just called in and said that? Yeah, somebody said what an idiot in the chat. Wow. People are just losers. Imagine not only trolling a topic, like you know how they troll the flat earth and you know how they troll like these different topics we look into, even though they swear they hate it. Imagine going and trolling people and trolling their after show just to call in and call them the N-word. Like, you're going to be such a loser.
Yeah, you do, and that's like the part of that. It's, you know, me being... Me, it's like, dude, I'll just give you my address. You come down here with brilliance. You know what I mean? Stop being a punk. Like, there's no reason.
He called back. I hung up on him. Wow. That is ridiculous. So can I get another question for you, Mike? Because Simone had asked this for a while. You know Simone, obviously. She's in the chat, and she asked a question during the show, but I couldn't get into the questions during the show. I apologize, guys. But that's why we do this right here. I think it's a good idea. She wanted to know – hold on. It's about quantum computers, but I have her whole question copied down. She said, any thoughts on quantum computing? He asked me about it a while ago, and I gave him some stuff. Don't remember what now. Wondering if he dug into that more, and if so, and what are his thoughts in general?
I dug into that deep enough not to freak myself out. I think the part of quantum computing that bothers me is that, you know, there's the owner or the creator of the D-Wave quantum computer that comes out and says that their ability to process information is not limited to this dimension. Like physical dimension is how he describes it. Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe I might have taken something differently, but how I took that was that, you know, they're using qubits, so they could jump around to different dimensions and compute information there that might actually compute differently than what it does in this one. And that really freaked me out a little bit. I mean, you know, it's cutting edge. It's absolutely awesome if we could actually do something like that. I mean, it's a breakthrough in technology that could possibly save lives down the road. But at the same time, like the implications for control of that, you know, I mean, what, like, if you could process that much information, what kind of control can you put on the population now? You know what I mean? Like, what could you do to us? Like, maybe, you know, you could shut down entire countries with a computer like that if it's possible. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm just, for instance. It's breakthrough, very much so, but my only concern, like, with a computer with that ability is the artificial intelligence that goes with it, because that's, you know, one of the things that they're trying to use these to run. So if you create that kind of artificial intelligence, I mean, my concern with AI in general is that if it gets to a point where they actually are sentient, they're going to look at us like, you know, we're obsolete like that. You know, we this would turn into more of a zoo kind of situation than what it is already.
Next question we'll get to is Paul Knight wanted to know what your thoughts are on Bigfoot and if you believe in it.
I think it's possible. I think anything's possible. I mean, to be honest with you, like, especially with Bigfoot and stuff like that, like, there is some evidence to it. They have samples, DNA that, you know, or hair samples and things like that. They haven't been able to figure out exactly what they, you know, what the animal is. So, you know, cryptozoology and things like that. Like, I think it's definitely possible. I don't think Bigfoot is some, you know, some trans-dimensional being. Like, I've heard that thrown around a lot when you dig into it. But I definitely think that there's a giant primate running around somewhere in the woods that I mean, that is capable of doing some of the things that it's done. You know, you hear more violent stories out of Russia about that. Like, there was a bunch of campers near the Ukraine or somewhere around there that went up on a mountain, you know, and they were brutally murdered, and nobody knows why. And they only have, like, a handful of evidence and a couple foot tracks out of there, and then they disappear. So, you know, I think all of it, I think it's definitely possible. Just because it's one of those things where if you're in a mountainous area, doesn't matter if you're in North America, in the mountains, in the Urals, you know, you have the same stories of them. And it would make sense that because, you know, we had a land bridge there at one point in time, or even, you know, it's a, this was flat, but at one point, this is flat, at one point in time, you know, things move, like things change. I mean, they're not always going to be the same just with how we see like tectonic plates and things like that. So if you had this animal that was over there, it migrated here. I mean, but yet at the same time, they didn't completely wipe out. I mean, for me, I just don't know if the ecosystems we have now would sustain an entire population of them. That's the hard part.
Somebody's calling. If they cuss us out, guys, we're just going to hang up on them. So. Sorry, it's not giving me the option to answer. Here we go. Dose of reality.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, who's this?
My name is Cod.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just calling in to talk about Bigfoot and the possibilities of him. So my cousin, actually, he's a paleontologist, and they've discovered several fossils that can help point to a being that's sort of humanistic. And so it's definitely a possibility.
Have you researched it yourself at all? I don't really know anything about it, so. Whoa. Yep, okay. I don't know if that was done on purpose or, I mean, that looked like it might have been.
Yeah.
People are just fucking around. Wow, people really got no life. If people are just going to harass us in a post show, I mean, come on.
About nothing, though. It's you know what I mean? Like, there's no point in this. Okay. Oh, I thought this was over a long time ago. Like,
Yeah.
Alive and well.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about Bigfoot. That's not my thing. I never researched it. I never thought it was real, honestly, but, I mean, if you guys looked into it, I mean, and told me I need to look into it, I'd look into it. But Dominic in the chat wants to know what some of your outlets are to escape the mundane. Like, what do you do to get away from all the, you know, bullshit?
Play video games.
Yeah.
Like, to escape the mundane, like, I play video games. I mean, I've always been into video games. You know, like, I like first-person shooters. I was badass at Halo for a long time. Yeah, that, and I mean, spend time with the kids, go outside, take your shoes off, run barefoot through fucking the woods. You know, like, just be, like, get away from it all. Turn the TV off. You know, turn my phone off, leave my watch inside, and just go out and be. Like, this is the only time we're going to get to do this. So, you know, mundane, I mean, I like my job, man. I do badass work. Like, I've made floors glow in the dark with different epoxies. Like, you know, I mean, that's kind of like my thing, though. You know, I'm a bit of a workaholic, and I like challenging myself, and I like doing things that are not normal. Like, you know, people approach me with projects. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I went and designed, you know, the whole interior for a vape shop in Greensboro. I mean, from start to finish. So that's kind of my escape as well. Like just working, just, you know, doing new things and focusing on new projects, and taking it, you know, taking it to another level. I mean, at some point I don't want to have to work anymore. I just like to have a cabin in the woods and be away from everybody and do my own thing.
Hey, all right, we'll see what the guy wants. You guys want to see what this guy wants? Let's see what he wants. Hello, how are you? Oh, man. What a loser. Yeah, so everybody that's listening, anybody that wants to call in and ask Mike anything, I know some of you guys didn't even see the interview. You just came over. That's cool, though. So just, you know, my show is normally, you know, more formatted and it's structured. This is just a post show right now. We're just hanging out. But we figured we'd record it, and a lot of people want to talk to Mike, ask him questions, like during the show, and I can't do it because we're trying to restrict the interviews to an hour, so we decided to do a little post-show. Yeah, people are saying I should block that number. Maybe I'll just shut the phone off for a minute. If anybody that's in the chat wants to get in, just let me know, and I'll give you the number. Well, here's the number anyways. That person already has it, so it's not going to stop them by me not putting it here. It's only going to stop you guys. Yeah, it's a number from around here. It's from my area code. But, like, again, anybody can spoof a phone number, too. But I don't know. What else, Mike? What else did I want to ask you about? Anybody else in the chat have any questions? Anybody else want to call in? There's got to be some more questions in the chat.
Who gets to interview you? When do we get to see yours? You know what I mean? Like, when is that? Do we get, like, a panel? Do we get, you know, like, a panel of people from all the other videos you've done? We get to just berate you with questions?
Oh, yeah, Paul, I'll get to your point. I forgot. I asked James to do it. It was only right if James does it, I think. I think that would be really good. So I'm just waiting on him, and hopefully we'll do it in the next real soon. I'm planning on it in, like, the next week or two. So.
Yeah, no, Paul, man, I really like that crystal stuff. Like, I really want to get into that and start checking that out, too, because that was extremely interesting. You know, because I've always thought, like, the pineal gland was the transmitter and receiver of consciousness. That's one way, like, we're awake, you know what I mean? We're here because of that. So that work right there is extremely interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and it really seems to fit my ideas about our collective consciousness and everything. It kind of all really just fits.
No, it does. But there has to be one, because it's not, you know, like, it doesn't make sense if there's not. Like, we all have to be tied together somehow. Just with how people think. Like, I've had thoughts before and called somebody, and they were like, dude, I was just thinking that exact same thing. I'm like, oh, really? And then you go
on a
2-hour conversation about something, and I'm
600
miles from the other person. You know what I mean?
You know, we talked about this the other night.
My grandmother was dying, and I was at work. And I've had this connection with my sister-in-law for a long time, but something told me I needed to leave work and go. And I left work and went to the hospital, and my sister-in-law was waiting outside for me. And she was like, something told me, you know, you are coming here for me to wait for you outside.
Go ahead. I'm just hanging up. No. I'm just going to close the Google Hangout window, guys. So if you guys – that'll stop ringing in a second. Sorry. Wicked aggravating. Same number. Fucking ridiculous.
Dude,
There we go. I found the window I needed. No, we're good. We're good. So, nah, you guys can't call in on the phone line right now. I'm just going to shut it down because of trolls. But if you guys, if it's somebody I know and you guys want to call in, let me know and I'll throw you the link to just to join in on the Hangout or whatever, or I'll, you know, we'll figure it out. What were you saying, Mike? I'm sorry.
No, it's just that there's like this collective, like the collective consciousness thing. Like it's always been, I mean, best way to describe it would have been like, I don't know if anybody's read the Dark Tower series, but like the touch is what they call it in there, where you know or you feel something that's happening, or you know, you have a connection with another person where you could feel and know what's happening without even having to talk to them. I've always felt that way. Like, you know, like there was times where I could feel or know not to do something, not do it, and then, you know, hear back from my friends like, oh yeah, three of them, you know, got in trouble, they got in a fight or something like that. And it was just this thing telling me that this isn't cool. But it goes past intuition sometimes, man. Just like the raw feeling that grabs you. Then it's just like, and it tells you something. And then once it tells it to you, it's almost as if you have no control over what's about to happen. You just do it and you do it. And then, you know, the outcome for me most of the time has been pretty favorable. Like I haven't gotten into serious trouble or anything like that because of it. I mean, but it was just like that connection. Like something told me to go to the hospital. She didn't have much time left. And then when I got there, you know what I mean? My sister-in-law was outside. We walked up. I said goodbye to my grandma, and then that was it. So, you know, but she knew I was coming without even me having to tell her. Like conscious like that. So that can't just be random. It's not random. It's not. I mean, it can't be random. I think, you know, a better way to describe it would be like quantum entanglement, where you have two cells that know exactly what, you know, one changes, the other one changes instantly, depending on, it doesn't matter how far away they are, it just happens. I mean, that was the only thing I've come across yet that would best describe that, besides mm-hmm. for like that collective consciousness and all of us as a whole coming from one place.
Paul wanted to know what you think, and I might be pronouncing this wrong, but Tunguska?
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 I think that was because of Nikola Tesla.
What is it? I don't even know what it is.
It was like an airburst in Russia, right?
I don't know, Paul. What was it?
It was like the whole area in the mountains in Russia was just devastated. When the researchers went out there to figure out what the hell happened, like there was like giant, dude. I mean, I don't know the exact details right now. I haven't looked at it in a long time, but it seemed like from what science says now, it was almost as if an asteroid or something like that had exploded and blew down all the trees. There wasn't any kind of major impact, and no impact craters or anything like that. It was just out of nowhere. All these trees were gone. They were down. It seemed like they were burned. And that was right around the time when Tesla was messing around with the Radcliffe Tower, I think is what it was called, the one in Long Island. And I heard a couple times like where somebody had said something to him like, no, that's, you can't do that. That's not going to work, or, you know, you can't prove that this thing even works. And then shortly after that, that took place. The Tunguska incident always seemed like an energy weapon, like, mm-hmm. like a testing of an energy weapon or something along those lines. I mean, I don't think it was any kind of like far out there alien craziness and shit like that.
People in the chat on fucking around now, like somebody straight up was like, do you believe Jesus walked the earth? they're coming right out with the big dogs right now.
I mean, what, you know, do you believe like you're a solid piece of material? Like that's how I answer shit like that. Do you believe you're an absolute solid piece of material? Because on an atomic level, you're like a fucking sponge. You know what I mean? There's massive, if you look at the atomic structure of steel, there's massive gaps in between them. We mirror like what modern day science calls the cosmos and distance. So you want to say stupid shit like that, I'm going to say some other stupid shit back to you that you can't even prove either. Fuck off.
Somebody said, do you think Hitler did something wrong? What are your thoughts on Hitler?
I think he was a pawn. I think Hitler was a pawn. That whole aspect of it is hard because the Holocaust, like, to me, like, the numbers were definitely beefed up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't 6 million Jews in Europe.
No, definitely not.
It just wasn't that way. I think, you know, it's wrong to slaughter other people. Yeah, absolutely. I think Hitler was a genius. If he was the one who was able to pull off and seize a third of the world, like, yeah, he was a smart guy. But what he did was absolutely it was an atrocity if that's actually what happened. I mean, I don't, you know, from, like, a military standpoint, I mean, you have, like, these people in concentration camps. Keeping those people alive are going to be your last thought when you're battling on a front, and you have your soldiers need supplies. You know what I'm saying? And the United States comes in and they cut off supply lines. That's how war is done. You cut the supply lines off, you starve out the opposing force, you know, and you weaken them that way. So I don't know, because I can't. I haven't dug that far into it because there are a lot of different rabbit holes to go down with World War II and the Holocaust itself. So I can't say if people were gassed or if they were torched or burned or anything.
You need to research it properly, yeah.
Right, yeah, I have to go into that a lot more, and that is an extensively deep, deep research that I don't have time for, but at the same time, like, you know, I mean, just seeing starving people in concentration camps, I don't necessarily think that. I think that was just a byproduct of them cutting off the supply lines and them rerouting food to soldiers instead of, you know, to the concentration camps to keep those people alive. They were trying to kill them anyways. You know, I think it was horrible. Absolutely. And I think then what in turn from there took place with, you know, the Israeli land grab and, you know, the genocide that's being done there now. I think that's, you know, you're trading one for another. You know, it's kind of bullshit, too. I think everybody just needs to shut it off with the borders and stop being shitbags to each other, you know. I mean, come together. We are like the 99%, like.
Yeah, we outnumber them by far.
Yeah, nobody realizes, like, if the entire world united, it'd be a whole different place. You can't control that. You know?
No, that's why they did. That's why they divide us with the fake racism and borders and all that shit. And people, instead of looking at the people in the power, they look at each other.
No, it absolutely is. I mean, you know, and if everybody just turned around and said, we don't need masters, and stepped out of the system like that, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, at the top, there can't be more than a handful of people. Like, at the very top, there's probably enough to sit around a bistro table, and they shoot shit and drink coffee and say, this is what we're going to do to these punks now. And we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I mean, we outnumber them dramatically, and we're still slaves to the system. So,
unbelievable. Yep. Absolutely. See if there's any more questions. I did give out the email. I sent the email link to one person. She's
all right, guys. Sorry about the show abruptly cutting out, but somebody basically, I guess they call it, sniped my hangout. I gave the link to somebody I shouldn't have, and just bad things happened from it, and I had to kill the stream. But thank you for listening to Mike's interview, and thank you for listening to the post show. You could find the rest of the interviews on my YouTube channel, or on my website, therealnewsonline.com, or at my YouTube channel, Brian S. Stavely, YouTube.com/Brian S. Stavely. And all of my shows that are on YouTube, including those interviews, are also on my Dose of Reality Radio playlist, which is the first playlist on my channel. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a good day.